custody any person. So once they have taken into custody, I think it's all right to call them a custodian.
But he has to make the decision before he's taken the other person into custody. So he is not a custodian when he makes the decision.
Well, have you got a suggestion, Senator Simmons?
We could go back to he.
Well, that would be my choice, but I think the legislature and certain other individuals have said we shouldn't do that anymore. I mean, and that's the reason for the problem that you've raised, is because we insist on doing away with first pronouns, and it makes it awkward in some cases. This just happens to be another awkward situation. Senator Wires.
Well, I said when this came up before the hearing that I didn't feel good about taking the bill that the House Committee, for whatever reason, isn't moving out. And it's because I don't claim to be an expert, really totally understand this, but I felt so uncomfortable about the bill when it came up on the floor the first time that I felt it probably would never be totally fixed. And I thought the body was being positive and supportive by passing it the second time around. So I hate to do this with only five of us here, but I want to object to the amendment. I just like to get the House bill out myself.
Okay, well, let me
never
ask.
Feel strongly that I'm out of line. I'm subject to being.
Well, all right. Now, wait. Let me ask these three. I know Grant was here on 2651 principally, and the other two witnesses now, are you here for the purpose of encouraging the amendment by bringing in Senate Bill 522? Come on up.
Yes, I was here principally to support the inclusion of the amendment, as well as to support the language of 2651.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Brown.
Just from my understanding, Senator Wires, your reluctance is because of your concern about 522 on the merits.
Right.
Not the form of what we're doing.
Oh, no, I don't object. Right. Although I do, it's not, I don't think it's improper for us to do, but I think if the House guy has got it, he could get it out. If he wanted to, he could.
Well, can anybody tell me why this bill is not out of the committee over there? Is it an agenda problem?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Gordon Fultz with the Association of Oregon Counties. I was the one that talked to Representative Hanlon, and he told me no matter what shape the bill was in, he would not have time to get it through the pipeline under the conditions that existed over in the House, and that was done about last Wednesday or Thursday. And that's why I advised the mental health directors that they probably ought to find a vehicle on this side and see if they couldn't get it considered.
Now, this committee, of course, has never heard any testimony on the merits of this bill. So I think that Senator Wire's concerns are probably well placed until at least he's satisfied that this is something that's good and is necessary.
I have a problem with adding 522 also.
All right.
Mr. Chair, I'll withdraw my motion.
Well, all right.
And pass House Bill 2651 to the floor.
Let me, as engrossed. Senator Simmons, besides the word custodian, do you have some other problems with the bill or with the procedure or what?
The silly question that Senator McCoy asked me on the floor today on the bill I was carrying is a direct outgrowth of my questioning the word custodian, so I just feel that if he's taken that tack, that I'm not going to play the same ball game.
I didn't even understand the question he was asking.
Well, it was nobody else did, and that was the point. Come in out of the chamber, and my bill was up immediately. And then he asked if it had anything to do with penalties, and he was reading from the staff measure analysis when he asked the question, so he knew the answer. It was just an attempt to embarrass me because I was carrying the bill without any time to prepare there. So as far as this bill is concerned, he's going to have to find another vote. Maybe that's being awfully petty and childish, but Well, these are maybe childish days.
Pink cheeks, as you know.
Senator Brown.
Could we have a 30-second discussion of Senate Bill 522 on the merits? We have all their pains and scars. You know, I had the front page of the Daily in my district, the only daily I had, you know, about committee members resigning because I was stuffing bills. I was delighted to realize that Senator Henry used the word adding and the former speaker used the word folding. Those are so much more genteel. Well, the merits of the bill, if we could just kind of, so I don't.
Well, I think rather than, does anybody else want to hear the merits? Here's my suggestion. We send, we pass out House Bill 2651 right now, and we've got two or three days before it has to go to the desk, and we can put it back on tomorrow, and if we want to reconsider it, in the meantime, members are satisfied that 522 ought to go in, we can do it tomorrow. And if they're not, we won't. But 2651 at least will be out. Okay?
Okay.
So let's, there's no motion on the floor right now. Senator Hamlin moves House Bill 2651 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? All right, call the roll.
Brown?
Aye.
Aye. Simmons?
Aye.
Wire?
Aye.
Fry?
Aye. Okay, now I'm going to ask that this be put on the agenda for tomorrow, and if the proponents of 522 can convince five members of this committee that it's a good idea, we'll bring it back and we'll gently fold it in.
Like eggs.
Okay. It'd be like an ant food cake on the street.
Food cake,
maybe. I probably allowed us to waste more of our time on that little thing than I should have because I don't feel that strongly about it. I tend to share Senator Wire's concerns about it. I guess what I was doing was trying to accommodate Senator McCoy, and maybe that's not a good idea.
It is.
Takes a lot of time.
I'll be back.
You'll be back?
1 minute.
Only 1 minute.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
You only got 5 people.
I've got 4 people.
Well, we can talk. We don't need to act. Let's talk about.
I don't have enough people. Better, I wouldn't have been able.
We don't have enough people to table it.
Well,
let's take a look at. Let's take a look at 2098. We can look over this fee bill while we're waiting for one more person to get here. 2098.
When are we going to get dragged up to utility rate relief?
Don't tell me that committee's still going.
Yeah, and they've got a bunch of politics in a bill that they're going to be worrying over.
Okay, Council, you want to just run over this again?
2098 is a bill that was worked on by House Judiciary to make a number of changes. And Paul Abrams was just here. He's the one who knows why all of the fees were changed to make fee adjustments to lower some of the initial fees and make adjustments so that it was revenue neutral. I think the basic theory was that they shouldn't charge as much going in. They should consolidate some of the fees, make them easier to deal with, and not as many of them. And make the impact revenue neutral. Still, she is here if you want an explanation.
Well, I have an explanation. Once I don't remember, Senator Hamby, I know
you're
here.
I have some notes to myself that if we don't pass it, there'll be $500,000 loss.
Yeah, we've got to do it. Well,
it offsets the cost of three other bills that we've passed. And
that's
Senator Simmons, were you here when we had public testimony on this bill, 2098?
No, I was not. I do recall testimony on other fee changes that I think
We might glance at it, and if you do ask some question, we can get it answered.
There are three other bills that were passed. You're right. 2097 that increases the district court civil case jurisdiction from 3,000 to 10,000. 2599 reduces probate fees, and 2600 that raises small claims court jurisdiction to $1,500. That because of the rearranging of who shows up in which court to hear what case will have an effect if this is not passed.
That's wonderful. Well, we might as well do something. We can't do anything here, so we're going to have to.
In the arbitration bill that we passed is also apparently in this revenue statement.
The committee is comfortable, Mr. Chair. Also move and get Senator Brown to pop his head in on an item.
Was he just out in the hall?
He's just right out here.
Oh, well, get him in here. Are you all right on this, Senator Simmons? Senator Wires?
Are you?
Yes.
I'm not real up on it, but I'll follow your lead.
Okay. Senator Brown, we're about to take a vote on House Bill 2098. Senator Handy has moved that bill to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And
is this changing? This is changing the trial fee, isn't it?
Yes. It eliminates the reporter fee and increases the amount of the trial fee, and it's represented to the committee that you don't pay any more to try a lawsuit than you do now. Now, I haven't sat down with pencil and paper and figured it out, but that's what they tell me.
That's why it brings in $376,000.
Yeah. If you look at the fiscal impact statement, you'll see the basic reason for the bill. It's because the revenue increases contained in this bill is designed by the House Judiciary Committee to make this and three other bills revenue neutral. And the other bills are the bills that are mentioned at the bottom of the revenue, the fiscal impact statement, that will result in a loss because of changes in jurisdiction, and they adjusted this, and it looks like you make about $4,000 on the deal.
This one will make $4,000?
If this bill passes and the other ones pass, there's about a $4,000 difference between the two, that's according to the fiscal statement.
That's to help take care of some of the judicial raises that Senator Wire's subcommittee granted.
I heard that line before.
I'll support this if they've represented as revenue neutral, but next session, I think now that we've taken care of the judges' salaries and some other things, we really ought to come in here with a bill to lower some of these hearing fees.
Well, I agree. Small claims is the first place I want to start.
Yeah, but also district and circuit court trials. You have a
yes.
3 or 4 day circuit court trial, and you can be looking at $1,000, and that's going to drive people out of the court.
I agree, and there's no question about it. That's something maybe the interim committee could look at, and I suppose the question is, where do you make up for? But I'm with you. I think these fees are too high for the ordinary person to get into court.
You might have to do it out of general fund, which is that's where we're getting the salary increases. $300 million.
Okay. Call the roll.
Brown?
Aye.
3 minutes.
Hamby?
Aye.
3 minutes.
Simmons?
Aye.
Wire?
Aye.
Fry?
Aye. Okay, call. When we'll come back? I don't know. We're going to take up 2257 next. And then we'll take up 2334 after that, and then 2359 and 2649. Assuming we'll ever get that far.
Because basically all they do is they're starting to do more criminals. They're having to call the Senate.
Oh, call the Senate.
It's freezing.
That's why I wore the sweater.
Oh, it's just cool and nice.
Huh?
It's cool and nice in here.
I know. Hot outside.
Can we get Jack down here? So I have got to get my car out of the garage. It's overbuilding, but I'm getting tired of anything close to 5
I'm Jack.
I'll be back in just a minute. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're gone. You want to ride?
But it's just a garage.
Oh,
I'll be back in just a second.
I'm supposed to go.
Thank you.
I'm sure.
Okay, well, I will run over the station.
They're coming back and get their ballot measure using the West Coast.
Oh, they, yeah, they try to go on the ballot.
That's why you're such a logical person to do his job. It's funny how things go here.
Actually, it would be weird. Hey, I want to check for you. I have a special time. Do you have to be back today? Okay. Always tell me because.
I will.
Because this can go on at times until midnight, right?